Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, when should school start? That's a conversation that's gone on for quite some time. Now, when I was young, school always started right after Labor Day, and that's when you went to school. But a few years ago, and instructors and others got together, so we should start before Labor Day. And then a law came along, I don't know, 10 years ago, and said here in Michigan, no, school should start after Labor Day. But the law gave the opportunity for districts to opt out of that, and now the battle has gone full-blown because some say we want to start school before Labor Day all the time. I think that's terrible. Let kids be kids. Let parents be parents. Let summer vacation be summer vacation. Deanna Richardson here, the president and CEO of the Michigan Lodging and Tourism Association. Deanna, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be back.
Oh, it's always good to have you here because we agree on this wholeheartedly. I do, because I think that, you know, that last week of summer, man, that's magical. Not a time that we should be sitting in a classroom somewhere. I mean, I was always a fidgety kid. I know that's hard to imagine, but true. Now, I know you testified a couple of times previously, but you also testified yesterday at a House hearing on SB 5157. What is this bill, first of all? Explain it to our listeners, please.
Sure. The bill is, actually, it mirrors the bill that's in the Senate right now. And what it does is it provides for the repeal of the post-Labor Day school requirement, the school start requirement. And instead, it replaces it with a four-day weekend through the month of August. So schools would, if they so chose to do so, they could go to school Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, starting the first week of August.
Are you kidding me? So now school's going to start the first week of August that they put this through?
It would be up to the school to decide if they want to start that early. The important part of that is that they would not have to delay their start of the school year until after Labor Day, like we have enjoyed in the tourist industry for the last 10 years.
Well, here's the problem that my first knee-jerk reaction to this, I didn't realize it started the first week of August, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you have these long weekends. That's very difficult for parents to plan around. Your kids in school 3 days, but not four. You have to find out, you know, you have to have daycare solutions. You have to have somebody there to take care of the kids. You have to make sure the kids get to school, but only 3 days instead of five. It's very inconsistent in a schedule, 3 days on, 4 days off, 3 days on, 4 days off. That seems like a silly idea to me, a knee-jerk reaction. What do you say?
Well, the proponents of this idea believe that it's going to help offset the summer slide, you know, the drain that school administrators believe that kids that are off for all summer long, their brains slow down, and it takes them, they say, 5 or 6 weeks of school instruction in September to get them re-engaged in the classroom.
You know, help me.
I'm not sure that being in class for 3 days and then off for 4 days accomplishes that.
I don't think it accomplishes anything. In August, you know, the argument's always been, well, you know, it's too hot in June, so we'll leave school in May and come back in August. August is a hotter month, and we saw September very hot this year. But let's talk about this, honestly. I learned more going with my family to the Pictured Rocks or to Lake Michigan or to Drummond Island or all the places that I traveled in Michigan and other states as well. But we spent a lot of time traveling in Michigan when I was a kid. And I learned a lot about this state and the wonders that it has to offer. And I can guarantee you this, Deanna, I learned far more spending time with my family and walking in the woods and along the shorelines of Michigan than I probably would have ever learned in a classroom in the middle of August.
Those family times are precious, and we remember those later on in our adulthood with such fondness as well. There's a lot to say about the emotional support that families get from spending time together.
All right, so where are we in this process? Because I've got to be honest with you, I'm a little shocked here. I knew there was a push to start school before Labor Day, but the first week of August running 3 days a week, I mean, that steals from families. That steals from kids, as far as I'm concerned. And not to mention the impact it has on businesses. What about the lodging and tourism industries and businesses in this state? How are they impacted by this?
This has potentially a very detrimental impact on the tourism industry. July and August are the two most predictably warm months of our year, and they're the highest tourist income season. So to hit the peak revenue season for Michigan businesses in the tourism industry is going to hurt.
So who's behind this then? Who's pushing these bills? You said that there's a bill in the House, a bill in the state Senate. They mirror each other. They're very similar in their writing. Who's behind this? And I guess why?
School administrators are behind this. And they feel that we need to, they're setting this as a step toward moving to a year-round balanced calendaring system.
So that's the real goal here. The real goal then is year-round school. Year-round school. And I don't think that anybody, I want to see the studies because I've heard the same thing, but I want to see the studies. Somebody show me that we haven't been successful as Americans for, 100 years with summer vacation? The beauty of summer vacation, that's kids running out the door in June and running off into the wild blue yonder on bicycles and chasing frogs and jumping in the water and all the things that kids do. Like you said, the precious memories of youth. And I find it hard to believe that anybody can demonstrate to me that we haven't done so well as America, as Michigan, and somehow we can make the world better by having year-round school. Am I missing something here, Deanna?
Well, their argument is that what we'll do is we'll retrain Michiganders to vacation all year round in those shorter breaks as opposed to only vacationing in the summertime.
Because there's nothing quite like the shores of Lake Michigan in the middle of March.
Yeah.
because the middle of March, Lake Michigan is so enjoyable, right?
Yeah, there's a reason why Michigan's tourism, out-of-staters, come here in the summertime, and they're not flocking here in the same volume in March or in January.
Well, I'm in fact, long before you and I ever spoke, I called the superintendent in the district that my kids attend about 2 or 3 years ago because I don't like the idea of starting school before Labor Day. My mother was a school teacher. My grandmother was a school teacher. And trust me, those kids that they taught weren't affected negatively by having a summer vacation. Again, there are so many things you can learn in summer, places you can go, things you can see and do that you can't do in a classroom. So I'm with you on this one. I don't agree with it at all. What can I do? Who can I talk to? Who do I call? Who's supporting this bill? Is it Republicans? Is it Democrats? Where are we on this?
Well, the bill it has some support on both sides of the aisle. It also has opposition on both sides of the aisle. You can call your legislators, and the Michigan Lodging and Tourism Association is going to be sending out a grassroots alert. So if anyone who is not already in the Michigan Lodging and Tourism membership wants to receive the information, you can go to our website at milodging.org, and you will find the grassroots alert information on this issue.
milodging.org, for anybody that missed that, I'll put that on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page as well, milodging.org. I just think that it's good for business to have school start after Labor Day. It's good for kids. It's good for families. Dan, I'll give you 10 seconds for the last word.
Thanks. The tourism industry is Michigan's third largest industry. We depend on jobs. We are so proud of our state. We want you visiting all parts of our state, and we need your support. Please call your legislators and tell them that you oppose House Bill 5157.
Deanna Richardson, well done. Greatly appreciate talking to you. Talk soon.
Every day, more than 1 million Michigan students get up in the morning and go to school, community college, or university. Teachers and professors greet them in classrooms from Monroe to St. Joe, Novi to Ironwood, ready to fill them with knowledge. The bus drivers make sure they get to school safely. The cooks prepare a nutritious lunch. The bookkeepers make sure the bills are paid. The custodians keep the schools safe and clean. These education employees are everyday heroes, and Mesa is honored to be their health plan of choice. We strive to provide education employees with affordable options for high-quality health care. Our award-winning staff helps them navigate the complex world of healthcare, staying on the phone as long as needed to answer questions. We're a nonprofit created by school employees, and we know the tough challenges our members face in classrooms, buses, and school buildings. And we know they're real, everyday heroes. For 56 years, Mesa has given Michigan education employees peace of mind. Our quality coverage gives them security, and our people make them smile. Online at mesa.org.
It's tough being a new teacher these days, but early career educators across Michigan are determined to make a difference.
Education undoubtedly is under attack, just public education as a whole.
There's not a lot of people going into the profession because people are either telling them not to or because they listen to the legislation, they go, wow, being a teacher is it's not where you want to be right now.
I knew that if I became a teacher, I was going to be a good one. I was going to be there for my students no matter what. I was going to be an advocate for my students, and not just for my students, but for my staff and the colleagues I'm going to be working with.
If I had a message for any person considering or even going into the education system, it's not easy, and don't give up when someone tells you to.
Young people are the voice of the future.
We go into teaching because our heart's into it. You give your heart and your soul every day, and it's worth it.
A message from the Michigan Education Association, MEA.org.